Political scientists and pundits across the country are marveling at Joe Miller's strong showing in yesterday's primary. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
One of the most often quoted, referenced, and talked to pundits in the Washington scene is Larry Sabato. He's a political science professor at the University of Virginia and director of its Center for Politics, and is DC's go-to guy when you need some political perspective. His website, Sabato's Crystal Ball, boasts that in 2008, it was 100% right, predicting every Senate and gubernatorial race across the country. So was he surprised about yesterday's Republican Senate election turnout?
Every now and then you have a shocker like this that comes out of nowhere, and this is probably the most shocking result of the entire election season.
There are other examples this year of incumbents being given a run for their money, but Sabato says they were all predicted, like in Utah, where the sitting senator, Republican Bob Bennett, was beat in a primary by a Tea Party-supported candidate. On the other hand, Washington saw Murkowski as a rising star, not someone easily challenged. Sabato awoke this morning to the latest election tallies in the Murkowski-Miller contest, expecting to see a solid and clear Murkowski win.
And I pulled up the Alaska results, and let me tell you, I thought I was still dreaming. I mean, I literally thought I was still asleep. I could not believe the results.
Sabato now attributes Miller's strong showing to a number of factors: the abortion referendum on the ballot, which brought out conservatives, Sarah Palin's endorsement and the Tea Party presence, and America's disappointment with Washington. But Sabato says nearly everyone got the crystal ball predictions wrong.
I think any political observer in the country who tells you that he or she was not surprised by this result is lying. There literally was no one that I have been able to find in print outside of the Tea Party or Miller's campaign suggesting that Miller would actually win or come close. Some didn't even think he would come reasonably close.
He says this isn't the end of the twists and turns, and there could be more surprises in store. If Murkowski loses, would she consider becoming a write-in candidate? Will another Democrat, one with greater name recognition than Scott McAdams, be convinced by party higher-ups to try and muscle into the race? Sabato says he's staying tuned.
Alaska has made itself ground zero for the rest of the election campaign. I rather think we'll be paying close attention to Alaska. So Alaska's getting spoiled. You know, if it isn't Sarah Palin in 2008, it's Joe Miller and associated characters in 2010.
Sabato says just because Miller did so well in the primary doesn't mean all of Alaska would support him. The political scientist says primary races generally draw small turnouts and are dominated by activists. He says in this case, they seem to have had a strong effect. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.